NPR's Jim Zaroli is in New York, and he joins us now. Jim, nightfall is descending on the city. What is the scene like on the streets now?
Well, it looks to me, anyway, like things are calming down a bit, and if only because there's a lot less traffic. The imperative for people right now seems to be how to get home. You know, if you look out the window, you can still see a long line of kind of bedraggled people walking up Second Avenue with, pulling their briefcases and their bags along. So a bunch of tourists all pulling suitcases. People are just, trying to find a way to get out of Manhattan. Subway trains are not working, of course. The commuter trains are not working. The buses are running, although they're very crowded. Just a little while ago, a tourist bus pulled up nearby. A whole bunch of people got on. I think they didn't even know where it was going. They just wanted to get out of Manhattan. They figured it was going. So, it's right now. It's kind of a big annoyance. People are trying to adjust and get out any way they can.
You mentioned the subways. There were thousands of people who were stuck in those subways when the blackout occurred. Have you heard stories about what happened to them and people stuck in elevators, things like that?
Yeah, we were we walked over to Grand Central just about a half hour after the power went out, and you could see just a lot of people coming out, walking upstairs. Some of them sort of all grimy because they had to. They were basically stranded in the subway trains for a while, and then they were told to evacuate. So they had to walk through the tunnel, some of them quite a long distance, and come up out of the ground. So that it was quite an experience. I think initially maybe it was a kind of a scary situation for a lot of them, but they were told that the power had gone out, so it became less so. But we watched as a lot of people came out. In one case we saw a woman who was having a bad asthma attack. She was quite panicky. But I think for the most part people are taking it pretty calmly.
Mayor Bloomberg said the New York City Police Department would be out in force. Have there been any security problems that you've heard about?
I haven't seen that. I mean, the big problem seems to be traffic, especially earlier when there were a lot of cars on the street. There are no traffic lights running, so people have had to sort of direct traffic. We've actually seen civilians step in direct traffic, police to security guards, because the intersections are very busy, a lot of cars. And beyond that, I haven't seen a lot of security problems. But as night comes, I'm sure the situation just gets a lot more complicated.
And briefly, Jim, Mayor Bloomberg has said that the city is going to be back in business tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, I hope so. We'll be awfully glad when that happens. I'll say that.
Thanks very much, Jim. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.